gives Florian the possibility to prepare himself.
I'm here, thanks. Yes, hello, good morning, and nice day for FOSDEM. Hope you had a nice evening. Yes, let's start with the talk, Matrix RTC, Matrix Beyond Instant Messaging. Let's skip that. So first of all, what is Matrix? Maybe we have some redundancy a little bit here, but for the sake of the recording, I'll repeat some of what Matthew already showed us. So basically, the idea is an open and federated, secure and decentralized real-time communication network. And the use cases are manifold. So the obvious one is, of course, the interoperable chat, but we are also aiming for voice over IP applications or even VR applications. But you can also think of something like IoT data. And this is, so most of those use cases you're quite familiar with, and also the well-known event layer. So for chat, for instance, you have a store and forward semantics. However, the cool thing about Matrix is that it is constructed such a way that it is decentral, it is federated, and what's for me pretty cool and important is it's replicated and end-to-end encrypted. So for instance, if you're a client on one of those hosts here, and you're attaching to one home server, and you're joining a room from another home server, at that moment the room's replicated and everything is end-to-end encrypted. This is pretty cool. It's like a Git clone, something like that, similar with an automatically synchronization mechanism on top of it. I'm quite sure that you're very familiar with it. You could also summarize that Matrix is a distributed real-time database, and I can recommend this talk here from my colleague Andy. It's a very nice overview about the specifics here. On the other side, this talk today is about Matrix RTC, and now what is the definition of Matrix RTC? What's it? So basically, it's the world's first decentralized federated real-time channel or communication platform, and it's specced in MSC 341 and MSC 3898. And it's depicted here what basically the idea is. From a client perspective, you have a peer-to-peer semantics, and we don't have a storage or persistency in it, but you can exchange data with a low latency and a low jitter from one client to the other. And another interesting thing here is that the business logic is owned by the clients. So in most recent RTC platforms or video conferencing platforms, you have something like an SFU and an application server, and here the idea really is the business logic is in the clients. Let's have a look at some use cases. So the most obvious, of course, is video conferencing, right? This is what everybody would assume when you talk about RTC. But we can also have the embedded version here. So let's just take a normal Matrix client and put a widget into it and then have audio video conferencing. Or go to the VR world or the Matrix interpretation of the metaverse, which is called Third Room. Everything can be realized using Matrix RTC. And the cool thing here is that you can also think about a hybrid use case. So for instance, imagine we have a whiteboard like we have this here. So we can use, for fast UX, the Matrix RTC layer, such when I make a stroke, now that it's more or less immediately at the other whiteboards. But for persistency, we can just use the room, the distributed database. So what are the base building blocks which we use to create Matrix RTC? So first of all, of course, we need something like a real-time communication framework. And the obvious choice at the current point in time is WebRTC, because it has a quite good adoption. It's in all the web browsers, and there are a lot of SDKs around where you can use. But going forward, maybe you can also think something like web transport or web codecs to replace it. So we are not mandating WebRTC, but for the time being, that is, of course, the framework to use. Then for the signaling, that's quite obvious that we use Matrix for it, right? And then to make it scale, you might optionally also want to use a backend component, a focus. This could either be an MCU or an SFU. So now, as I stated, the backend component is optional. Let's have a look and start Matrix RTC without a backend component. So having a look at the connection models. So the obvious and the simplest one to start with is peer-to-peer, right? That's just easy. You create a peer connection and then you have a data layer, and then you can play around with matrix RGC. It's getting a little bit more complicated if you want to have an RTC session with more than two people. So then we spin up a full mesh. And then it really depends on the use case, how many people can join. If you have a look maybe at the use case of a video conference, then you would need to distribute N-1 media uplinks and downlinks, which is then limited by your internet connection. And if you have, at least in Germany, an average DSL connection, it would scale to up to 5 to 8 participants. And this is something we are currently using in Element Call. So Element Call at the current point in time is based on this full mesh setup, or was. We have some news today. The vision, which also really scales and would allow large-scale RTC sessions, is what we call cascaded selective forwarding units. And it's depicted here. So what you would have a selective forwarding unit alongside with your home server. It's optional, but you can have it. And by this, we then would allow further scaling and can really, using the cascading concept, to dynamically grow to any size. We have to test it, but that's the theory so far. The signaling here, of course, is also carried out over matrix. For the specifics for the SFU, we have this MSC3898. Which handles then all the magic of the cascading and so on and so forth. From a setup perspective, if you want to scale a large network, a large RTC network, the idea is that you place the SFUs as close as you can to your customers or to your clients, and to ensure a proper internet. So this ensures a proper internet connection with low jitter, low packet loss. And then you have the SFUs placed in a strong network center and have a good interconnection. And by this setup, you have, that's the best you can do in terms of media quality. So what we did, we started with an SFU, which is capable to speak the matrix flavor of RTC. It's a prototype which was handed over from Sean, from the inventor of the Pine Stack, and it's a Golang-based WebRTC implementation. We added the matrix bits to it, rewrote a lot of it. It's early stage, but we have support for audio channels, we have support for video channels, and screen sharing. And on top of that, recently we also added so-called simulcast support. Simulcast is, so you can imagine that. Maybe I have to go a step back. So in the full mesh mode, you have literally a peer-to-peer connection to each of those clients. And by adding some signaling, the receiver can tell the sender, oh, I'm struggling with a network connection. Can you please adapt your network bandwidth from the encoding side? This is a little bit harder if you're having a central point, an SFU. So here the trick is that the sender will provide several media quality levels, and then on the SFU the client can decide which one to choose: low quality, mid quality, and high quality. And this is called simulcast. And we already have basic support for simulcast in our selective forwarding unit. Matrix is known for privacy and end-to-end encryption, and in the full mesh setup of web, Matrix RTC, that's quite easy because you have the transport layer which ensures end-to-end encryption. But if you terminate a peer connection on an SFU, the transport layer is of course terminated, and hence we need media encryption, and this is the missing part here. So using insertable streams, we need going forward to implement end-to-end encryption on the client side, that such that the media is encrypted on the client send over, and then it's not an issue on the SFU. for this specific topic, matrix RTC and cascaded foci or selective forwarding units, we have later a dedicated talk from my colleague Shimon. It's the in-depth talk, cascaded foci. It will be in this, no, not in this room, it will be online at 2 p.m. this day. So now we have an idea of what the vision of matrix RTC is and what we can do with it. We have seen so far the use cases. Let's come back to element call. I think we demonstrated it last year, right?
Yes, very early.
Very early. And after 1 year, you could imagine something happened. So first recap, what's element call? So initially it was developed on a green field as a single page application. And the cool story here, it's just a matrix client, right? It's not for chat, it's a matrix client. And the implementation was using the full mesh, so without a backend component. So what's new? So after this year, first of all, in our side project, our partner project, Hydrogen, we also have call support right now.